All right, it's 4:15 on a Friday in August, and here y'all are. For the Baptists who are sitting in the back of the church, Wade and others, if you want to see the slides and get the substance of the speech, come on over, Rustow. It's over here. We'll get you out of here. I appreciate those of you who are staying to the end. It's an honor to speak to a room that includes somebody like Mr. Boswell and the rest of you. It says a lot about you still being here. I want to, you've got a mixed group. There's plaintiff's bar and defense bar. I have been in the law practice now 25 years, and 23 of that have been on the plaintiff's side. In the last 10, I've been blessed to practice with my good friend Don Kidd. There are people in here who have tried more car wreck cases than I have tried and probably ever will. But I think there are fundamentals in the forensics of trial advocacy and being a trial lawyer that apply to both sides of the bar and for every practice. And that's what I want to talk to you about, and about storytelling in the principles of it, the fundamentals of it, the neuroscience behind it, and how it will make you a better trial advocate, because the way that this thing turns, and quite frankly, the way that you on the defense side stay in business, is we need to be trying cases. And kudos to those gentlemen, Chris and Ray, were talking about that outstanding work, but you know, that's a case that gets settled 7 times out of 10 if you are in a settling mood. And they rolled the dice and went down and tried a hard case and tried a good case. So I want to talk to you a little bit about that. And with that, for those of you who can see the screen, I'm going to show you a grainy video that actually was developed in the mid-1930s. And if you will do me the honor of just watching it with an open mind, which asking lawyers, especially at 4:15 on Friday, is hard to do. But watch this.